Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Well, this morning, the candidate is from Onchan. June Kelly says she's proud to be Manx-born, married to two grown-up daughters. She's been a commissioner for 4 years. This year, she was elected to the chair of the commission, a lifelong member of the Salvation Army. Good morning.
Good morning. Kelly.
Let's have a look at what you do for a living. You're a health visitor in that role. Presumably, you get to speak to a lot of people about their concerns. So, what is concerning people?
Concerning people at the moment is the health of the Isle of Man and ensuring that we have enough...
So, not just their own health, but the health of the island.
Not their own health, the health, yeah. The island... as the health as in the whole island, not just their own health, and whether there will be enough money made available to continue with the good health care that we give on the Isle of Man.
Are they genuinely worried?
They are worried, yeah, yeah.
Well, you refer to unnecessary schemes. Which of those do you have in mind?
I personally feel the regeneration is a scheme that could be put on the back boiler. I feel there are more important issues.
But surely regeneration, making the place look good, helps bring people over here.
It does
help. And then we won't generate money in other parts.
It does help people come over here, and it does make the island look very beautiful. But I think in this financial crisis, we have to look at the health and the education off our island, and I think that's where we need to focus.
But we won't get people over here if they don't come over here and think, I want to live over here and invest in the island.
But we need to also look after the people we have on the island rather than investing in people who come over. We have to invest in our Manx people, and we have to invest in the people who come over here and work for the island to make it such a good and happy place for people to live.
I suppose at times when you say lost revenue should be replaced rather than looking at overall spending, what exactly do you mean by that?
By lost revenue, there are lots of pockets of money that is filtered away, and I think we need to look at the whole expenditure of what government spend their money on and how we can then focus on spending it in a more positive way.
Just look at something specific to Onchan recycling at the moment. They've dropped out of the curbside recycling. Braddon and Douglas have now said we're going ahead. In fact, we're going to be talking to Braddon just after the news. That decision hardly taken, because obviously you are very keen on recycling.
I am very keen on recycling, and the commissioners of Onchan are very keen on recycling. But what we have to remember, it will be rate borne. And I do see day to day how people struggle financially in their own homes.
But Douglas say, despite the cost, and Braddon say, despite the cost, we're going ahead. That's a bit of a dig at Onchan, isn't it?
Well, they can dig as much as they like, and there will be a statement released later on today about Onchan's decision. But I still feel that it is a lot of money and you can recycle in other ways.
Well, education should be targeted to fill the future needs of the employment market. Mm. It's a bit difficult that, because if you plan ahead and say everyone's going into the finance sector and we lose bits of the finance sector and perhaps we should be educating in other directions, a bit difficult to judge that, isn't it?
It is very difficult to judge, but I think, you know, we have a fantastic education system on the Isle of Man. You know, our children flourish within the schools of the Isle of Man. They're all very happy and they all reach their potential of what their
happiness is. A great thing, but we need to prepare them. It's no good if they're...
We need to prepare them, but happiness and emotional well-being is all part of a well-established child. And the education of the child is what's important. And it's not all about investing them into one career. It's investing them into the careers of the Isle of Man, where they can go to university, come back, and there's a job here for them. So it's about preparing the children and the government to see where we need to fill the gaps and allow our children to come back and fill those gaps.
If you win on September the 29th, if you go into the government, you'll find yourself handling tens of millions of pounds, perhaps even hundreds of millions of pounds. Are you up to the job?
Well, 4 years in local government has given me an insight to how spending of other people's money is what's important, and it is very important to know people work hard. Everybody's finances cut at the moment, and it is important to use their money wisely.
But you think you are the person to do the job, despite your background is not in the finance sector.
It's not in finance, it is in health and it's in social care. And I believe, you know, they are the bread and butter of the Isle of Man. And if we get that right, then everything else can form on top of that.
June Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. June Kelly, a candidate in the Onchan election, the constituency, on September the 29th. It's 8 o'clock.